From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The plunge in the price of BP stock is picking up where it left off yesterday, down further today in London as investors express worry over the ability of the company to pay all the costs related to the oil spill in the Gulf. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now with word that a U.S. senator from Louisiana is raising concerns about the financial impact of the spill and its fallout on other companies.
That's right. Senator Mary Landrieu's concern stems from the Obama administration's six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling. She's warning this morning that thousands of other companies could face bankruptcy if the moratorium stays in place too long.
It's a terrible situation, and nobody's making light of it. But what I'm saying as strongly as I can to this president, the economic analysis is devastating. Took many companies, thousands of companies, from Houston to Mobile, and we better be very careful before we drive every one of these 33 deep water wells to Africa or India.
Landrieu was speaking on ABC's Good Morning America. She says that safety is important, but once that's insured, oil rigs should be allowed to operate. During a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar defended the moratorium, but said it's possible it could be lifted in less than half a year.
Thanks. NPR's Giles Snyder in Washington. A new report finds that foreclosure activity is leveling off further in May. A private research firm, Realty Track, says the number of homes caught up in some stage of foreclosure declined 3% last month. But Danielle Carson says the numbers are not as positive as they might seem on the surface.
Almost 323,000 homeowners got hit with a foreclosure notice last month. The May report did bring a bit of good news to cities with the highest foreclosure rates in the country. In Las Vegas, foreclosures were down nearly 18%. But Realty Track's Rick Sharga cautions not to get too excited by the declines.
We're talking about cities that were 7, 8, 10 times more likely to have foreclosure activities going on than other cities in the country. So it only made sense for them to eventually come back toward the pack a little bit.
The May report says lenders are picking up the pace of processing distressed properties, and that will fill the market with even more foreclosed homes. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says the offensive in the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar is going to stretch into the fall and not be wrapped up in late summer.
We are already in the process of doing political and military shaping, but it's my personal assessment that it will be more deliberate than we thought earlier and communicated.
McChrystal speaking to reporters in Brussels today. A suicide bomber attacked a wedding party in southern Afghanistan, Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
Nearly 40 participants in that wedding, mostly children and teenagers, were killed.
Karzai says dozens of others were wounded. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits are down a bit, down by 3,000. This is NPR News from Washington. The sound of the launch of a South Korean rocket carrying a climate observation satellite today. Everything seemed fine at first, but Wally Saikautau reports the rocket may have exploded shortly after launch.
Seoul's science minister An Byung-man says a camera mounted on the tip of the space rocket showed a bright flash not long after liftoff. He says officials believe the Nara-1 rocket exploded. Local media reported earlier that ground controllers lost communication with the space rocket about 2 minutes into the flight. It was locally assembled but built by both Russia and South Korea. The rocket launch had been delayed by a day because of fire safety concerns. For NPR News, I'm Dua Saikautau in Seoul.
Opening statements begin today in the trial of a California transit police officer who's accused of killing an unarmed passenger. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the incident occurred on New Year's Day last year.
22-year-old Oscar Grant, a supermarket worker, was shot at point-blank range while lying face down on a train platform by former BART officer Johannes Messerly. The killing was captured by several cell phone videos and was widely posted on the internet. Messerly, a 2-year police veteran, is charged with second-degree murder. His defense attorney will argue that he never intended to use his gun to shoot Grant, but rather the officer thought he was drawing his taser. The shooting sparked racial tensions as Grant was black and Messerly is white. The trial was moved from Oakland, the site of the shooting, to Los Angeles County due to pretrial publicity. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
The Chicago Blackhawks are the new National Hockey League champion. They won the Stanley Cup by defeating the Philadelphia Flyers last night. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.